From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian who hijacked a passenger plane, forcing it to land in Cyprus, has been arrested following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air plane were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself in at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials said the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif al-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. Hussein Abdul Karim Tantaway Mubarak is the Egyptian ambassador to Nicosia.
I think the hijacker is something that more linked in our minds with something who have demands. But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud. This is from the information we have so far.
Egyptian officials had first reported the hijacker threatened to blow up a suicide belt. They later said the belt was fake. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined France and the U.S. in urging Libyan authorities to allow a unity government into the country to begin its work.
I urge all actors on the ground to cooperate and work with the Presidency Council to this end. I will be following this matter and will keep the Security Council informed of the situation. Those obstructing the political process should be held accountable.
Mr. Ban speaking Tuesday in Tunis. A UN-brokered power-sharing deal was announced in December calling for creation of a unity government to end 5 years of turmoil. France Tuesday said it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the unity cabinet to function. The U.S. said it's deeply troubled. Political obstruction is closed. Tripoli airspace to the cabinet. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities say the number of people killed in last week's attacks in Brussels was revised downward to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. Officials previously put the toll at 35. The error was made by double-counting three with dual citizenship. Authorities said at least 90 others remain hospitalized. Brazil's largest political party, the Brazilian Movement Party, or PMDB, has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party, a move that could bring the embattled leader a step closer to impeachment and removal from office. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University calls it a political decision.
It looks like the PMDB is making a play for the presidency itself by putting Vice President Michel Temer, who is a member of their party, into that position by impeaching Dilma.
The PMDB said six cabinet ministers and hundreds of federal government employees who belong to the party were resigned. The lower house of Congress is conducting impeachment proceedings against Ms. Rousseff based on accusations she broke the country's fiscal responsibility laws by altering the government's accounts. Tin Zhao, a close associate of democracy activist and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, has been sworn in as Burma's new president, a major step in the country's transition away from decades of military rule. Her National League for Democracy won a landslide electoral victory last November. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, has announced that Ebola outbreak in West Africa has been downgraded and the risk of international spread is now low.
The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is no longer a public health emergency of international concern. However, a high level of vigilance and response capacity must be maintained to ensure the ability of the countries to prevent the Ebola infections and to rapidly detect and respond to flare-ups in future.
The WHO acknowledged a small number of new clusters of cases are still occurring in the West African country of Guinea, but Sierra Leone and Liberia have not experienced new cases in months. In Ivory Coast, at least 20 have died in clashes in the northeast between farmers and herders. The fighting has also displaced hundreds. The clashes are over grazing and watering rights. Hama Amadou, Niger's opposition leader, was granted bail Tuesday, 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges that he claimed were politically motivated. Amadou, who lost a presidential runoff March 20 to President Mahamadou Issoufou, was whisked off to a Paris hospital for treatment just 4 days before the ballot was held. Mr. Issoufou is set to be sworn in to a second five-year term Saturday. The U.S. Tuesday announced it's placing on hold more than $470 million to Tanzania following a controversial rerun of elections in Zanzibar. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.